Oh, favorite time of the show.
Yeah. Talk about healing, sexual healing, cannabis healing. It does not get better than this. Welcome back. Living the Good Life is live, coast to coast, as usual, having some fun here in time for another great segment of Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. How you doing?
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our guests. We have a show today that I think most people will find enjoyable. We're going to be talking about sex and cannabis.
Ooh!
So, listeners, if you're in the car with your children, you may want to lower the volume a bit. But before we bring on our guests, I'd like to tell you about an article I read in the Toronto Sun newspaper. That's in Canada. And it was an article all about cannabis and sex. And it talked about a survey done on 4,000 unmarried men and women. And it asked them how marijuana affected their love life. And interestingly enough, that survey found that women generally are more marijuana friendly than men. And some other really interesting statistics also. 78% of unmarried women reported using marijuana prior to having sex. Well, only 62% of men said they did. And I wonder, when they say prior, was it 5 minutes before? Was it an hour before? I mean, were they getting ready for it? And then the newspaper also noted that 2 out of 3 Canadians, and I don't know if it means married men or unmarried men and women, they have sex on cannabis, and they said they would do it again.
Really?
So, yeah, so it looks like that the Canadians are maybe far ahead of us. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know what? How about this? Maybe we should do a survey and find out what Americans think. Anyway, after getting all of this information, I thought it would be interesting to speak with an American expert on cannabis. And I'm happy to introduce Dr. Jordan Tischler. He's a Harvard education physician, and he's an expert in cannabis and human sexuality. He's also the CEO of Inhale MD. I actually like that title. A cannabis-related wellness center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that's where Harvard is. So, Dr. Tischler, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. This is always a very interesting topic.
Good. Well, I got to ask you some questions right away. Can you explain to our listeners what it is about cannabis that potentially makes sex more pleasurable?
Sure, but that's a big question with a very complicated answer. So let me see if I can break this down a little bit. You know, the research on sexuality having nothing whatsoever to do with cannabis per se has been going on for decades, and we have now a fair number of theories on sort of how it all works. And this started really back in the 60s when descriptions were put out there kind of about how sex works, and they were a little bit, shall we say, male-centric, and they were really very focused kind of on the mechanics and what happens when it's all going well. And, you know, that was sort of our understanding for the ensuing 30 years or so. And somewhere at that 30-year mark, women started piping up and saying, hey, you know, you guys aren't really talking about what happens for us. And also there was a real recognition that there wasn't a good description of the process in terms of when it doesn't work well. And so a number of follow-on theories have come along, and they've kind of divided this process into 4 broad categories. And these categories are useful for us to understand kind of how things work. And so the first category is desire, which might be called libido or sex drive or those sorts of things. And then this next category is called arousal. And that's sort of pretty much what you think it would be. It's like whether the man can get an erection, whether the woman is able to relax and lubricate and those sorts of things. And then the third phase is called orgasm. And perhaps that doesn't really need a lot of explanation. And then the fourth category is called satisfaction, and that is really, in some ways, no pun intended, the culmination of all of this, which is not only did you have a great orgasm, which was the previous category, but really what did it do for you and the level of intimacy that that experience created.
So what does cannabis do? How does that happen? What makes it so pleasurable then?
So what's interesting is that when we look at the range of sort of medical options for either enhancing sexuality or helping with people who are having difficulty with their sexuality, what we realize pretty quickly is we don't have a lot to offer. That is to say, for men with erectile dysfunction, which is a single issue around males and arousal, there are the medications that we're aware of, like Viagra and Cialis and those sorts of things, but those don't really affect men or any of those other areas, and it doesn't really affect women at all. And so what's interesting is cannabis, interestingly, affects both genders in all four of those areas in a promoting fashion. So the point is that cannabis can increase desire. It promotes arousal in both men and women, although there's some caveats to that. It can enhance tactile experience such that orgasm can be both more frequent and more intense or pleasurable. And then interestingly, and probably this is the biggest ticket item here, it enhances that satisfaction or that feeling of connectedness. And there are, in fact, measurable hormonal changes that occur as a result of that. And so that's kind of the broad picture of how it works.
Now, I know you have a clinic and you deal with a number, I don't know if it's both men and women, who have, shall we say, sexual problems. Do you recommend them to try cannabis? What do you do with these people that have these kind of problems?
Well, the first thing is that we have to remember that these problems don't happen in a vacuum. And so the context is very, very important, and understanding both the individual's needs and sort of the background around that, whether it's kind of a psychological phenomenon or a sociologic phenomenon, partners, problems, those sorts of things, are very important. And so we spend some time on that. On top of that, then when you kind of get down to the therapeutic stuff, then yes, I very commonly recommend that we try some cannabis. And there are a lot of ways you can use cannabis, one of which I think is particularly more useful and helpful than many of the others that are out there. So using it with some thought to timing and the methodology and the way in which it fits in with sort of the foreplay and stuff like that, that's very important. You had talked earlier before we got on together that, you know, you were hearing and reading about that study, and the question you asked was sort of, are these people incorporating it, or what's the timing? And of course, these are very, very important details to make it work properly.
Now, when we're talking about taking cannabis, are we talking about smoking it, or are we talking about using some creams or a suppository for women? What is the best method, or isn't there no best method?
No, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, there definitely is a best in this category. You know, when we think about ways that it can be used, you've mentioned a lot of them. You mentioned smoking, and you mentioned creams and that sort of thing. We also have to put in there vaporization, which I think is probably the best idea, and I'll come back to why. And then there are obviously edibles that you can take. And, you know, circling back around, what we see is that if you use a cream or essentially a cannabis-infused lubricant, this can be helpful, but it misses a lot of the boat. So when we apply cannabis directly to the genitalia, if we're willing to wait long enough, which is sort of in the 40 to 60 minutes range, then that can create increased sensitivity of the genitalia. And in certain circumstances, that could be beneficial.
Now, that's certainly a long time to wait. Isn't that a long time
exactly
to wait?
Yes, exactly right. It is, I think, one of the things that makes this impractical is that, you know, you need a lot of forethought to apply this stuff, you know, 40 minutes earlier and then wait around. I mean, that, to me, sounds like a mood killer, right? The other thing that's really important to understand, and this is kind of not so obvious, is that the sexual contact down there, the genitalia part of it, is really just kind of the tip of the iceberg. What I say is most of sexuality happens above the neck. And if we use a lubricant or that sort of thing, we're missing that because we don't address any of that sort of above the neck stuff by applying a lubricant down there. So to get to and enhance all of the above the neck stuff, we need something that is systemically administered, meaning we have to take it not just on our skin, but into our body. So that really comes down to inhalation or ingestion, eating it.
Nice.
And when we think about eating it, like a gummy or a fancy meal that's been made with cannabis butter or any of those sorts of things, we have a number of problems. And lots of people talk about cooking a fancy meal as part of the foreplay and all that, which is good. But the problem is...
You know, Dr. Tischler, I'm going to have to... we're running out of time. Can you please come back again? Number one. And two, can you give out... do you have an 800 number so our listeners can call you?
The best thing for them to do is to reach out by email, and that would be office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at inhalemd.com. They can call me. That's 617-477-8886. They can visit the website, which is inhalemd.com. And let me give you the punchline. A few puffs on a vaporizer gets people in the mood simultaneously, very quickly, so it is the best thing to put into the foreplay. And yes, I'd love to come back.
Yes, and we thank you so much. You've given us a lot of information. Thank you,
Adam. Thank you so much.
And Adam, I wanted to say thank you. I hope you learned something today.
Listening intensely.
Other people have learned something.
Oh, yeah. I got my wife to listen to that.
Oh, you got my wife. Okay. Well, I hope the rest of our listeners will want to let their wives and husbands listen to this. And we certainly will want to have Dr. Tischler back on again.
No doubt.
And by the way, next week we're going to be talking about children with autism.
Okay.
Cannabis can help that.
Gotta love
Absolutely.
That. Paxton, yet again, a beautiful, beautiful job here. You guys have done a great job. Thanks, Doc, for joining the show. And more to come here live, living the good life as always. Stay tuned.